AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Audio Frontier.
This is Football Daft with Stephen Purden.
Midfield dynamo and average actor.
Chris Toll.
Target man. Suspicious character.
And
be the top end of Stevenson. Greeno!
Welcome to Football Daft, the daftest Scottish football podcast around. I'm Stephen Purden, and let's welcome the team. Let's welcome a man who has been perfecting his Ange Postecoglou impression. It is Chris Toll. But you're telling me something else.
It's Mr. In Between. Just because it's an Australian accent doesn't mean it's Ange Postecoglou.
But it's funny how you've just all of a sudden had it be Australian accents quite nearly every day in a group chat.
I've only started watching Mr. In Between this week. It's just a pure coincidence, honestly.
Don't know if I'm buying that. I will watch Mr. In Between.
Listen, mine, I don't give a damn if you're buying it or not.
Right. Before we get any more Australian accents, right, Where is Greedo? There's nae two of those down this week, but he is on radio work as we hear it. He has to give away a car and go to a barbecue.
Why right. Know what the best part is? It's the least glamorous radio car that's
it's
ever been
Nissan
given away.
Micra? nae offence to anybody that drives a Nissan Micra out there, but I said to the boys there.
Do you think they're using it for the barbecue?
I'm no buying. We got a voice note for him with this big story about fair dues. He was going to his baby scan with his missus, but then he said, I need to give away a Nissan Micra and I'm hosting a barbecue at 4 o'clock. Now, I've got a theory, right? Do you want to hear my theory? There's this thing about the new that Rangers can't play in front of fans. I think Greedo can't do the podcast in the studio.
Is he get too comfortable in Stevenson?
I think he's get too comfortable in the top end of Stevenson in his room on Zoom. Do you know what I mean?
But he's always angry. He's always pure angry when he comes on and he's on Zoom. I think he would be in a better mood if he was in
the
studio.
He would, because you know when he comes on and you're having a bit of banter, he comes on, he's always like, Annie.
I've got somebody coming round to shave my cotton.
Aye, I've got the windy cleaner coming in. Is that wrestling hanging in the background? All right, all right.
Is that belt squinty?
But mate, tell me about Mr. In Between before we move on. Tell me about it.
It's about an Australian hitman, but He's got a bit of a conscience about him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you anymore. See anybody that hasn't seen it, just watch it and see anybody that has seen it. Get onto your socials and tell everybody how good that is, man.
Nah, I'm going to get a bash. John, you're playing with this Roadcaster Pro, it's called. You're playing with it quite a lot. Are you enjoying it?
Do you know what? I found that it has new, exciting features, right, for Football Daft. Right?
We are in the G4 Claims headquarters again.
So I've been playing with the studio, right?
Let's hear it.
We've got little buttons that do different sound effects, so we can start playing with this.
I'll keep some through for the show and we'll...
Here we go. So that's our little dream.
That's got to be for when Greedo comes through the doors.
Yeah. Here he comes.
That sounds like when the goodies come on in panel every week.
Here comes the fairy.
That's it. That's like Cat Harvey coming on stage.
He's going to play that when he takes the cover off the Nissan Micra.
So we've got that. We've got words tweeting. I think we get tumbleweed there. That'd be quite good.
That's when Toll's crying his jokes.
We're not going to use that often in this show. Round of applause.
Round of applause.
Why? That's if somebody guesses wrong on the Pro Set playoff.
Oh, right. I'm going to have so much fun during this show today with us.
But you're loving it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Here comes Greedo.
Greedo. Oh, hey.
Is that a Micra?
Hosting a barbecue and getting away in a Nissan Micra, that's a new one for a minute.
Dreams can come true.
On the one day too.
But remember, if you haven't done so already, remember to check out Football Daft meets Sanjeev Kohli on the channel, as he has some brilliant stories about introducing the Lisbon Lions as Navid and also getting into a fight with the Proclaimers. He did have some good stories, didn't he?
I know.
He did, aye. He did. And also check out Rangers Daft and Celtic Daft, which is on the channel every Tuesday if you're an Old Firm supporter. And talking of football, what has been happening in Scottish football this week? Well, Celtic will not be delaying the start of Gordon Strachan's 3-month role with them until the SFA considers it. If it's a breach, it's rules. Now, this is bonkers. This has blown my mind. I mean, he's obviously still, he's got a role at Dundee, am I right?
Yep.
And you just pumped Dundee 6-0 and then he's coming to do a job for you as well.
Aye, that was a sweet no.
And we're off. There we go. Hey, so what do you think of this, though?
Strachan? I don't know, there's something doesn't sit right with me about it at all. Mm-hmm. Man. It's worrying about the fact that Dominic Mackay saying we're trying to modernise the club and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got all these people applying for jobs and all that, and then you end up with fucking Gordon Strachan. Who's that wee guy doing the commentary?
But he's been appointed a consultant while continuing his role as technical director with Dundee. Celtic have asked their ex-team boss to look at the football academy, women's team, and newly established B team now. He's going to do all this while he's still continuing his role at Dundee. I've never heard of this in my life.
I think he's a consultant with both clubs, is he not? So
aye.
I would assume that he's probably a freelance consultant in any other business.
You know, I suppose
that's exactly it. But when it comes to Scottish football, I mean, there's a conflict of interest here. I mean, for example, in any other business, right? See, if you're at a radio station, you've got a radio consultant comes in to look at your station, looks at that. You wouldn't want them going over to your competitor and having a look at their station as well.
No, but I heard that we had asked Dundee about this, but they just hadn't received the email.
What a rip roaring country made that one. Brilliant. Well, Gonnie, the show's going to be extended by about 40 minutes. We're all trying to get jokes in and pressing the buttons. Right, staying on Celtic, Edward could leave on a free, as he has admitted he could stay on until next summer. Big Ange isn't a concern, but the club are obviously worried. Chris, would you rather he went the new or hang on to him for potential automatic qualification for the Champions League? Because obviously the winner goes right into the...
Aye, well, it's a double-edged sword, really.
Mm-hmm.
If he can get back to the way he was playing before, then it would be great to have him here this season. But I've got to the point where I just want to see the back of him now.
Aye. I mean, there's no doubt on his day he's a tremendous football player. But there's the same kind of thing happening with Goldson, and a lot of people are going on about just keep him this season, blah, 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 the same kind of thing as Edward. But you don't want to really have a player there. Because see, if the form does dip, and his form has dipped, but if he's having a mare during the game, you're going to go to the punter saying, you don't want to be here and all that. So I would get shot at him. Maybe you, John.
It's catch-22, isn't it? It's like, but I don't think he's look interested.
No,
I
mean, he doesn't
look that interested. But he does offer Celtic something a bit different up front. I know we're going to talk about Furuhashi and stuff later on, but...
Are we?
Yeah. Aye. You'll be looking forward
to that.
Who's
that guy? Furuhashi?
But he's hold up play and just likes like balls round the back and stuff like that. Probably with Edward.
He likes balls round the back.
He did.
He's just like...
But anyway, I hope that's option. Recording this. I know we do. We're just laughing our asses off at nothing.
But he's a different option for Celtic. I mean, I would cash in, though, but it depends what money you're going to get from, you know, because they'll be looking to deal now. Like Celtic will be looking.
You're going
it's
to 10
mil, it's 10 million. I mean, that's well, more than 10 million.
For a player that's only got a year left in his contract, you're going to come in. You're going to lowball you, ain't you? You're going to fucking
absolutely.
Definitely. He likes the boss in the back, but you're going to lowball
him. When you look at Ayer, we still get 15 million for him.
That's true, actually.
I would deal at 15 for Edward. I'll tell you that now, but what you need to remember is...
Okay, 15, though. A year in the contract.
Yeah, I get 13 for Ayer. A year left.
Right enough,
So, you look at the bigger picture, PSG then take 40% of the profit.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we did deal at 15, then they would get 2 million off it or something like that.
More than that. Do the maths. 3 million. Is the higher maths.
2 million.
No, 15.
But if you're 15
million, 1.5 million.
We signed them for 9, so it's 40%.
Oh, right.
John, do the maths.
Sorry.
John, come on.
Sorry.
And finally, I feel like Big Shaq here. Quick maths. Friend of the show, an ex-guest, Lauren Shankland, has left Dundee United and joined Beerschot in Belgium on a three-year deal for an undisclosed fee after 40 goals in 74 games at the Tannadice club. Good move.
We both shitebagged this last week, didn't we?
What?
That was one of the rumours for Spunker shitebag. And I think we did both, shitebag, we both shitebagged
it. Nah,
and it's went and happened.
It's went and happened, I know.
I saw he got one of these videos, you know, like every club now does a wee welcome to the club, and there's, you saw the one with Grealish and all that sort of stuff. He got one of these fancy videos like Gordon Shankland coming.
He's probably cost him more to make that video than it did to sign him.
I think, what was the rumours again? What much was it? Was it
500?
Half a million for Gordon Shankland. That's a great
surely signing. One of the old firm, or maybe even a Hibs or an Aberdeen, take a punt. Hearts have got Hearts, money, you know.
Hearts are a good shout for him, I would think.
You know what I mean? They take a punt on that, you know.
Do you know what? But it's why they want. It's a good move for him. Be a bit of different culture, going to a different country. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're a football player, but anyway, that is all the news in Scottish football this week. And now for some.
Excuse me, sir. I think you may have forgotten something along the way.
What have I forgot?
Was there no a wee game on Tuesday night?
There was a wee game on Tuesday
Stevie,
night.
Stevie, I'm not going to slag you, mate.
Do you know something?
So just tell me, what's the script?
Right, do you know something? Even leaving the house today, right?
Even leaving.
Even when Stephen was leaving. What are you doing?
I've got something to tell you.
You looked at a team that's halfway into their season. We looked at a team that's very fucking rusty. But Malmo did play very well, and we were very, very shy. See, going back to Ibrox, we will do them.
Right. Will I just open up? Will just, we just get, listen, will we just
a lot of people, a lot of people have been looking forward to this moment, Stephen. Had a lot of tweets in.
As I was saying, even leaving the house earlier
even
on.
Even leaving, Stephen was greeting.
Nicola gave me this look like, good luck, kiddie.
Oh, no.
That, and I mean, when you talk about it, she went, he's got a lot to get you back. Right, I'm going to just come out and say it. Something's not right. The team is playing. That was a fucking absolute disaster. I mean, if you'd been given the scenario,
it was a disaster.
It was a catastrophe. If you were given the scenario, you're 2-1 down from the first leg. You get them back at Ibrox. From the minute the Davis goal went in over in Sweden, that's tie should have been ours. Right?
Absolutely.
Back to Ibrox. Looked a lot Melica old selves in the first half. I thought we played well. High tempo. We were pressing well. Moving as a unit. The man gets sent off. The half-time whistle goes, what else do you fucking want? You're 1-0 up. You're against 10 men. But the sending off worked in Malmo's favour because their tactics were just hit the big number 9 and we couldn't fucking deal with it.
And they were raging.
Aye. And they just thought, see when they hit the number 9, see that boy up front for them? He is a fucking player, by the way. Mm-hmm. But the schoolboy level of defending from us in both legs at the start of second half in both games is fucking ridiculous. And I said it last week in Rangers Daft, the football daft, the levels of performance are very, very worrying. Very worrying. And I don't know what's going on. There's no fluidity. Fluidity, what is it?
Fluidity.
There's none of that. We're not pressing well. Kent, Barisic, Tav, Goldson, Kamara, even when he played at Tannadice, Lundstrom, when he was signed, they void the fucking confidence. I don't know what's going on. I really don't know what's happening, and I am a little bit concerned.
It was interesting, like, Malmo's tactics, it was like, when it helped them when they went to 10 men. Because, do you know what? They just said, we're going to let Rangers go down the wings. We're just going to put everyone in the middle. Right. And do you know what? Get crosses into the box, because we've got enough bodies there and big enough bodies to defend them.
I would love to see the stats from probably the first leg, the game at Tannadice, and the second leg of the amount of balls we tried to put in the box, or the amount of balls we did get in the box that nobody owned the end. I'm talking corners, set pieces, open play crosses. I mean, I don't know how we've just realised, we've just all of a sudden meant we can't play through the middle, and not one person's going to drop off, just come and get the ball. Just play through the lines. We just keep trying to get it out wide. We take about fucking half an hour to get the ball out wide. And when we get it out wide, Tav can't beat the first man. Bonner can't beat the first man. It's ridiculous.
And do you think that maybe it's like you're saying the ball's getting put into the box? Do you think that maybe Itton should be more involved.
Well,
because he's a big guy, isn't he?
He's a big guy, but again, if you bring him on and that's your kind of, we're going, right, that's all we're going to try and do, we're just going to try and cross balls out of the box all day. Because
well, it worked for Momo.
I did. I know. Well, he didn't cross it and he just flung it in. Aye, throw true, in flung it in and Balogun as well. I mean, I don't. Gerrard came out after the game in Malmo and praised Hollander to the fucking heavens. And then come the second leg, he brings in Balogun, who's not played a game so far this season. I don't understand it. And
I heard somebody saying on social media that Hollander
mm-hmm.
is from. Like Malmo's his team or something.
I think it is.
He's like, oh, maybe he was dropped because he didn't trust them. See if that was the case.
I don't think so.
See you later, mate. Out the door you go. Do you know what I mean? So it's obviously fucking nonsense. But
I think there's a lot of off the pitch and on the pitch. There's a wee bit of, I don't know, even that for Rangers the other night as well was ridiculous. Now, a fucking radio silence for a full day after it when X amount of fans couldn't even get in the fucking stadium. That's ridiculous.
I think there's a big song and dance about the sponsorship thing as well now.
What, the cinch thing?
Do you know, it's a bit of a circus now mm-hmm. at Rangers, so this is us last season, mate.
It is, mate. It's just, I bring back Shane Duffy, man.
There was massive problems with
this. You might end up signing him at fucking night.
Great, I was speaking to... I was speaking to Gradle last night now. Uh-huh. I don't think he'll mind me repeating this story to you. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, he got a ticket for the match the mm-hmm. other night there, and he saw all the big queues. I think at the tip from the ticket office, it was right down to the underground, wasn't it? So, Gradle got to the front, he was shiting himself. Had the old season ticket, wasn't he working, kept flashing up red.
Did he sneak in with somebody?
What do you think Gradle did?
Big timed it.
Big timed it all the way. Yeah. Went to a security guard with a Rocksteady.
Did he?
He did. Went to Rocksteady. I hope that Rangers are listening to this.
Brilliant.
So he went to Rocksteady and this wee guy.
Do you know who I am?
It was pretty much. The boy said, all right, Gradle. And he goes, all right, can you get me in here? And he goes, oh, listen, it's on my second shift.
So we guys
not even there anymore.
No. Said, go on. He said, right, come on, in this way. Got him in, but you must tweet me back.
Amazing.
Anyway.
Oh, what that was. I mean,
what they don't know is it was Goshy.
Friend of the show.
Yep.
No, but it's. I don't know. I did say a couple of weeks ago, I said, if Rangers manage to start fucking this season up, I'm in for a long fucking season, and it is looking up. I mean, listen, I've got confidence.
I've got
confidence in Gerrard. I've got confidence. I mean, Gerrard, McAllister, Beale, they've got credit in the bank. I'm not going to hit the panic button now, but I'm just going to say levels need to rise rapidly. There's too many players who... I don't know, even some of our body language on night, I look and go like Kent trying a shot, Hadji trying a shot. I don't mind you trying shots, but it's after it, it's as if, fuck it, you know what I mean? But
it's there, I'm telling you this now, right? And I'm going to tell you a fact, mm-hmm. right? I watch all the Celtic and Rangers games, mm-hmm. right? I've not watched the last three Rangers games,
yeah,
and you've lost the three.
You need to start.
So I'm never watching these again.
Well, mate, this is a thing. This game on Friday, right? This game is getting massive importance, and no disrespect to Dunfermline. This should be a game where we're going, like, to your bosses, to other players going, right, this is your chance to make a name for yourself. Try and give me a selection, Edic. But now you're going, this game's massive importance. This game's huge. Like, and then we're not going to have to go to fucking Kazakhstan or fucking Armenia 2 days before we maybe play yours. That's a fucking nightmare.
Right, so you've got the League Cup game, and then have you got another league game in between the old firm?
No, I think... We play Ross County before we play Celtic.
Play Ross County, right. Mm-hmm. So, comes so the old...
All the games are away as well, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. How important is the first old firm then to Steven Gerrard? I mean, like, it's obviously important all the time, but... Do you think it's huge?
It's even more important.
Do you think the credit in the bank is gone if he loses the first old firm? All the credit's gone?
No.
No, he's still got credit in the bank if he was the
old man. Of course. We're not fucking full season in the league unbeaten last year, of course.
Mate, fans are fickle.
No, I know they are. And you could tell that the other night. I mean, and that's the thing, this myth about fucking the kid playing in front of fans. I'm not buying that, right? I'm not buying that. There's been many fucking monumental nights. We beat Porto, Ibrox, Legia, Warsaw, Braga, and we're 2-0 down. I was there. Fans are going to have to. It's not a day with that. I just think there's a certain fucking I'm not making excuses. We've had a very fucking disrupted pre-season with Morelos. We've seen Lundstrom talk about like COVID cases. There's been injuries. There's stuff happening with Roof, who's one of our most influential players on his day, I think, Roof. There's a lot of unsettledness there now, but I'm not buying the whole fan thing. I'm not buying that. And I think Gerrard has got enough credit in the bank. Don't get me wrong, if I'm sitting here and say it, we've not won a game in Celtic, we've beat us, I might be a wee bit fucking. But
by the way, I worked out the other day, right? See, if your run keeps going now, if once we play at Ibrox, if we beat you, we might be 15 points clear of you.
Aye, you're fucking living in Denmark.
Come on, Celtic!
Sitting here with Celtic coming, I will fucking do it. I'm not saying
curtains, curtains, mate, curtains.
But what do you think of your mobile?
Mate, I'm still of the opinion that I'm not expecting anything now.
Sunday
was a great performance, but as I said at the start of last season, John, I think you'll back me up here. You need to be mindful of the level of opponents. So, all right, we played really well. Mm-hmm. We did play really well. Everything clicked. There wasn't a bad player on the park. Mm-hmm. But it was Dundee, with the greatest of respect to Dundee, it was Dundee who have just come up through the playoffs for the championship. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. We've got a game tonight. We are recording just now on Thursday afternoon. Mm-hmm. So we've got the second leg against Jablonec or whatever, however the fuck you pronounce it.
Jablonec. I don't even know how you pronounce it. What about, I hear a lot of Celtic fans are absolutely wetting their knickers about Christie these days. He's playing well, apparently.
Yeah, he's been tremendous. Pre-season.
You take it all back?
No, because do you know what? I was justified in my opinion last season. No, I was, because he was terrible.
Aye.
But
oh,
he has been really good since Big Ange came in, you know.
There he goes, eh? What about your new site, this Furuhashi? There's a lot of talk about this boy. Who I put in my fantasy football league this week, by the way.
Did you have him in?
I'll tell you this. I had him captain.
Right.
And I had...
Oh, this is when you didn't save your changes.
I had a bad...
Let's get our phones out. Where are we? Let's check this out.
Aye, let's have a wee look.
Because I've not checked it.
I used my wild card already.
I can't believe you've played
wild card. Wild card's been used already.
Fucking
Remember,
hell.
You can join the Football Daft League on Fantasy Football Scotland app. Get your team entered if you're playing.
By the way, I think I'm like 500 not.
I've not checked it. I checked it that night, but I don't know where I'm in the league.
But I did have a good week.
I didn't captain Furuhashi, but... See, did you just need to be advert first?
Aye, it's a pain in the arse.
Right, so I didn't captain Furuhashi.
It's great.
I captained Tav, and then we get pumped after Dundee United. Right, where are you in the league? Where are you?
Right, this week I got 65 points.
I get 61.
I got 68.
Where are you in the Football Daft League?
In the Football Daft
League. I am 320th.
I'm 534.
Yes, being told.
233.
Oh, bastard.
Right, now, but there's a reason behind it, like I say, Steve, and I did say it before.
You've not pressed the wee tick. You right. thought you have, and you've not have done it before, mate.
I captained Furuhashi, and I vice-captained Abada.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I would have been a right few places right. above where I am now.
But shoulda, woulda, coulda, I'm still king of this room, the Football Daft.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yes, and now... For a few transfer rumours in using the Archinox system, you can tell us if these will be spunk and happen or shitebag and just a pile of steaming turd, right? Celtic are in talks over a deal to sign 25-year-old Croatia right-back Josip Juranovic in a $3.5 million transfer from Legia Warsaw after giving up in a move for Aurelio Buta, with the Portugal under-21 on the national close to switching from Royal Antwerp to Everton. Are you just looking at Hunters, the teams we played in Europe the last few years?
Do you know what? I'm really looking forward to signing Juranovic, but I can't believe it's not Buta.
That was good. I like that. I think this will be spunk, angle will happen.
Aye, I'll go for it.
Aye, Porto are hopeful of taking advantage of Rangers Champions League elimination to sign 25-year-old striker Alfredo Morelos, and will look to do a cut price deal with the Scottish Champions, who are likely to make sales to plug the financial gap, and the Portuguese feeling that the Ibrox club's previous 12.7 million valuation is too high.
I'm a right red hot Celtic supporter and motherfucker, but I think 12.7 million for Morelos is a fucking steal.
I'm worried with the whole Champions League thing, where we go, right, we need to, I don't know.
Do you think, now the chat, there's that's been the talk all week, isn't it? That they need to start dealing because they were, I mean, Dave King was apparently, there was quotes from Dave Quinn saying,
Dave Quinn?
Quinn? Quinn, that's his brother. That's the Dave King tribute at Dave Quinn.
That's the one that Grado met. Dave Sink.
Yes! There we go. But aye, no, did you think there's players going to have to be sold now?
Maybe. I mean, it's a business. Everybody, we've got a very big squad. Yeah, right?
Stevie, at least you can sell players, mate.
Aye, so, okay. Can I go?
You said that to me after we got put out the Champions
League. That was one of my text messages. I know. Hodgson Edouard is a lost cost option for Jose Mourinho's Roma. Can you just move on there, right? According to reports, Jetty's got to Roma. Jetty's going to team up with Big Jose. The Celtic star is said to be on the Serie A side's transfer shortlist to replace the outgoing Edin Dzeko this summer.
Where's Dzeko going?
I don't know. He's a fucking bit of a... He's just been with Roma for a while. Don't say that, man. Don't say that. I don't think that will happen. I don't think he's got to Roma, do you?
Nah, I don't think he's going to Roma.
So. I think he's going to end up... I do think he's going to end up at Leicester.
You think so?
I think so,
last day. I think he's a last day transfer.
Maybe.
What about... Liam Henderson.
Aye. What Italian team is he waiting now?
He's signed for Empoli full time and they're in Serie A.
So is he not like a pure journeyman in Italian football now, isn't he?
Man.
He's like a Paul Telfer in Italian football, isn't he?
He's at Verona, I know. Aye. Jim Hamilton.
He is, but he just goes for every fucking... He's trying to work his way up to like fucking Juve.
I know.
He's a good player, but isn't he?
He is a good player. Aye.
Well, is his brother on the store, not yours?
You don't get signed after the Italian teams if you're known, do you know
exactly
what I mean?
Exactly. But there will be more football chat on the open line later. We'll be playing for pies in the player profile playoff. And on the big question, it's the best debuts you have seen. And Grado's three of those will be done by John.
It's this okay, week. I've got
John's got three of those. And this week, we hear former Motherwell St Mirren and heart striker John Sutton on teammates. You can get that as well. So plenty to come, and I'll not be talking about Rangers anymore today, okay?
I will.
Not a chance.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Call them now on 01698 767 172.
Boys, where are we? Where are we? Where are we recording this?
We are currently in... the G4 Claims studio.
Yes, G4 Claims
HQ. G4 Claims.
Feel that bass there, man. Feel that bass.
I kind of feel like I'm in Sons Anarchy sitting on this team.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
So we back at the room as well, quite.
Aye.
You watch Sons Anarchy, John?
Yes, I do,
Do you remember the room? You used to have the meeting. What did they call it? They called it the... What did they call the meeting? What was the meeting called?
I can't remember.
Did not have a name, the meeting? It was a... They're all swagging them with their cuts on and all that, remember? But anyway.
We should get Football Daft cuts.
Sons of Anarchy, right?
Remember they used to make the...
Football Daft, just heard that. Football Daft, bro.
Remember they used to make the trial... What was it they called? Trialists again?
Trialists
for Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yes.
Prospect.
Prospect, he died in real life, man.
But he murdered somebody before.
That's right, I know. Let's not get to that, but...
Remember they used to make them take their cuts off before they sat at the table.
Jake, we should get Goshi in as a prospect. We should have different prospects.
Make them do a
shit. Walk in with a cut and go, take that off before you sit down.
Take that off. And also, going out there and get my car washed.
Go and get me a coffee for that machine. But anyway, Sons of Anarchy, right? They mental motorcyclists. They probably were in a few accidents in their time,
right?
It probably wasn't their fault,
It probably wasn't their fault, but remember... If you are like a motorcyclist and you've been in an accident, or you're just like a normal car driver like myself, you've been in a road traffic accident, and you're not at fault, G4 Claims can make it easy for you. They can provide you with the complete accident management support you require. They'll recover their costs from the at-fault party, sort you out with a like-for-like vehicle replacement. They'll also organise your vehicle to be repaired at one of their approved body shops and return to you. And should your vehicle be deemed a write-off, they will recover the pre-accident value for your car and write you a big fat cheque for it. And best of all, it won't cost you a penny as they charge... Yes, that is the silver lining.
Won't
there.
Cost you a penny.
Won't cost you a penny. That's the silver. That was a great use of the buttons there, by the way, because they'll charge the at-fault insurance direct. And G4 Claims, they don't call, they don't buy data, and once they've processed your claim, your insurance will remain unscathed. And the best thing is, Nicole and the team over there won't take on your case if they don't think they can help. So, if you've been in a road traffic accident, I know someone that has, get on to G4 Claims on 01698 767 172. That's 01698 767 172. Get them at notatfaultclaim.com or find them on social media at G4 Claims Limited. G4 Claims.
Not at fault claims made easy.
Boom.
The Football Daft open line, the open line where anything goes. What is going on with Rangers Stephen Purden?
Don't, no comment.
Right. Will Messi be a star at PSG, Chris Toll?
Yes.
Right, and who is going to win Love Island now that Dale is out?
Celic.
As usual, we've got our panel of football Marley experts.
Liam.
We've got Stephen Keevans and Chris Dale Hunt with us, sweet Graham Guidi is missing in action.
Again.
And we're going to go to our first caller. You might know him as Coach Tripp. We know him as Adam Shame. He's out in his camper van just now, a bit like Paddy and Max.
Max and Paddy.
Max and Paddy. out on the road.
Lisa and Addy.
And he wants to talk about the Rangers. Stephen, I'm going to call you up on the wrestling here because I know you're not new into it. Adam plays the character of Coach Tripp in ICW, and he has a current faction with a superstar called Jason Reed, who are very much probably your favourite wrestlers, I would say, Chris. Is that right?
The group is called The People.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
Mon The People.
I love it. Just to hear
me
you say that. Brilliant.
Yes, more people. Here we go.
Well, listen.
Yeah. The people.
Aye, but what happened the last time that your guy come up against my guy, Shamer?
Oh, come on, don't
start
that.
Aye, you beauty. That's a game.
Do you want Stephen? Do you want Stephen Purden to join the faction, Adam?
Going to be better than Toll,
isn't
he?
Mate, mate, I'm holding that company together now, yeah. You can't.
Shamer.
Sorry, I forgot the Wayne's were there.
I've been known to wrestle in the Garage nightclub where I battered Ravy Davey, and I've been known to referee yeah. at Grado's Big Family Bash at the Pavilion Theatre, Glasgow, and I put Jester in his place.
So you were. He's on the show.
Fuck, mate, so you're showbiz, sorry, mate.
But what was that one called again with the Stetson and everything?
Come on, that was good.
I know, but was good. But what was the name of your character?
The Warden.
The Warden. I always get
the Warden.
Always go for the Marshal for some reason. I don't know why.
No, I always like see the longest yard.
Aye.
See when you go to like the KFC guy. I always like that kind of character. I mean, so I was at the Warden. I always liked that.
Brilliant.
I love how you're just charging about in your camper van up Highlands, just blaring away, man. It's brilliant.
Aye, mate, it's a seventh berth. I've just emptied the fish out and I'm on my way home.
Brilliant. So what's your point about the Rangers today, Biggin?
My point is, right, I'm absolutely gutted, and I think that Sturgeon should come back in and ban fans for the stadium. I think it's absolutely atrocious. I think we're stuck in the middle of a pandemic. Numbers are getting through the roof.
Listen, Sturgeon.
Goldson and Tav are clearly shattered. Get the fans out.
I tell you what, Biggin, Sturgeon's seen the last three results, and she's just approved planning permission for a new stand at
fucking hell.
At the Copeland Road end.
it's worrying.
I think they should be playing games behind closed doors. Get them all the games at Murray Park now. Let's get Ibrox sold.
Brilliant, mate. How's the farm doing? How's Lisa and the wee man?
Absolutely brilliant. We're sitting here with the factor fuck all on. Bronzing away.
Superb. Did you enjoy your trip, Ryan?
He was winding me up. I had to turn the Rangers game off.
He was giving me updates. Shamer, you need to tell the story about Ryan's wee pal telling him to do it on the PlayStation.
Come on, don't told.
Come on, mate, you've got to. That's funny.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
No, right. So I'm sitting there in my bedroom, and I'm watching something on my phone, and that's me pal who's a jungle gym, and sent him in, and told him, here, do you know what's going to be funny? See if you go in and say to your da up there. That'll be hilarious. Which Ryan, being gullible as, had no clue, and he's thinking, oh yeah, that'll be hilarious. Doesn't he get that? Comes in and goes, da. This is what I said, son. Goes, up there, ah. I'm telling you, you're lucky there's a fucking roof still on my house. That's not coming this year, I'll fucking tell you that.
Right, what do you think?
Not happy,
so
I was straight on the phone to that boy's
dad. It was Neil Lennon answered the phone.
Hello there.
Adam,
how do you think Rangers are going to fare for the rest of the season?
A treble,
right?
There we go.
Honestly, it's still coming home. 56 is on its way. But Spurgeon needs to just stop it. Everybody out. There'll be more. I'll pay your managers and sit in the house. I don't care.
There we go.
There you go.
Get your wee plug in for your, what do you call it, your data thing where you can kid on you're watching Netflix in Sweden. Let's just stay all day that.
the VPN.
Mate. Here's a wee plug. What can we watch in Japan on Netflix? Come on, John. You're good for us.
Fair hashies highlights. Fair hashies highlights, mate.
Well, that's what we're doing. We're on the
house
and we're all watching the Rangers there.
Brilliant, Adam.
Brilliant, mate. Thanks very much
for coming on. Thank you for coming on the Football Daft. We'll see you on Wrestling Daft as well soon, right, as well, Adam.
Oh, where's Steve Lee?
He's hosting a barbecue and going to be in a San Micra.
Honestly, that boy's a lectern.
Aye.
Just trying to get the reply to him on a WhatsApp.
Good luck getting a reply from him, mate. Good luck with your reply. Adam, thanks very much for coming on Football Daft. We'll speak to you soon.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Shema.
Cheerio.
See you Sunday.
See you Sunday, bro.
And that is it for this week's open line, I'm afraid. We were meant to have a mystery guest on this week, and I'm actually going to out him because he messaged here. You and Cameron wanted to come on and wind up you, Stephen Plugin. Obviously, Hearts are top of the league at the moment. He's messaged me here. He's missed the call. He sent me a message and just woke up, mate. Really sorry. Have a splitting headache as well. Had a plan with the Swedish chef and Ace of Base as well.
Do you know what? This all makes sense now because I'm sitting watching Love It. Nicola's watching Love It and I was just sitting on the couch with her. I don't watch that shit, but anyway, yeah. Sitting watching Love It and I was. But
what are you looking at the birds on the telly and rubbing your willy against their bum?
That's really caught me off guard there.
That's really disgusting,
Chris.
Yeah.
By the way, I didn't mean it this good. I meant, just a wee bit.
Anyway.
I don't see nothing wrong.
He's loving his life, isn't he?
He is, isn't he?
And with a little bump and grind.
Sounds like a great song. Anyway, I was sitting there and I got a text message at the blue for you and Cameron.
Right.
Telling me that he's been picked to play the new demo for FIFA 22. And I said, right, okay. Get the game, I'll play him soon because he's never played me since I bumped him twice. Right, yeah. So that all makes sense, but he's a shitebag. He's shat himself to come on here and give me abuse because we all know he's hurting just as much as I'm hurting about the Rangers. And
can you play online with the new demo? Because I've been chosen for it as well.
No, all you can play is kickoff, which you're obviously just playing in career mode. That's it. Aye. So you're lucky, mate, because the way you've been going on there, I gave you a fucking right hiding at FIFA.
Listen,
You've shat it as well.
I've got something to do tonight, mate. Oh. I've got European football to watch.
We are recording this on a Thursday.
I've got European football to watch.
I hope I'm not
being around. Imagine if Celtic go out tonight. There
not
you go.
A,
into the
chance.
Europa Conference League you go.
Not a chance.
Ewan didn't make it on, unfortunately. But that's it for this week, Open Line. Please look out. If you want to come on and have a chat with us, we'd love to speak to you on the podcast. Look out for it going out on our social medias. It's usually about a kind of Wednesday we put out. So jump on, come on. You can slag off the boys. You can talk about Love Island. I mean, Stephen Wood and Grado Guido would love nothing more
could?
Than talk about Olaf and oh, who? Aye, exactly. Yeah. So. If he's not giving away a micro next week, he'll be back next week. So come on, podcast, look out for it. And remember,
he's not getting away a cortina or something like that.
Best way to get on as well, as usual, patreon.com/footballdaft.
Football Daft's big question.
Right, troops, Kyogo Furuhashi made some debut for Celtic on Sunday as he scored a hat trick. And it looks like some player is now on our cards. He's a top scorer in both the J League and the Scottish Premier League in the one season.
Is he, aye?
He is, mate.
Cool.
So we thought that we would ask, what's the best debut you've ever seen? Aye, so Stephen, what's the best
The best debut I've ever seen?
Bear in mind, doesn't need to be for Rangers.
No, it's probably Joe Pantoliano in The Sopranos.
Oh.
He's brilliant. That was class. Class. No, let me think. Right.
He was a fucking whore, Anthony.
He's a wee bastard on that one. I would maybe say Negri.
Negri.
Mm-hmm. Was it his debut?
No,
he
scored five against Indiana.
I know, was it his debut?
Was it his debut?
I don't get that one, no.
No.
Try my best to think.
I'll let you off for home debut because it was Furuhashi, it was his full home debut. Aye. So I'll let you off for, yeah.
I don't know if that was even Negri's home debut.
I don't think it was.
No, I don't think it was. What's yours, John? Falkirk.
Falkirk. I'm going to go for Michael Higden. Made his debut for Falkirk, scored two goals away against Gretna when we were in the Premier League. Ah, in those days. Michael Higden was really good though.
He was a good forward though, wasn't he?
He was good, did really well at St Mirren, Motherwell as well, didn't he?
Do you know who did a great debut for us, man? Tav, Easter Road, when Mark Warburton just signed him. He scored a belter, a free kick. I'm trying to think. Other debuts, I'm trying to think, not just Rangers debuts, I'm trying to think actual.
While you're thinking, I'll tell you mine.
I know what you're going to say.
No, you don't.
Is it Noah Miravchik?
Nope.
No.
It's Hans Hillhouse.
Hans Hillhouse.
Fuck, where did you pull that from?
You know what? See, when I seen the question, that was the first one that popped into my head. The guy scored an overhead kick, right? He was Aberdeen's record signing at the time, £600,000. Brought him for Dutch football. He's on the pitch for 11 minutes and he's put an overhead kick right into the top corner.
There you go.
3 minutes later, boom, second goal. They won 3-0. Now, I can't remember if he got the hat trick or if he only get two, but I remember thinking to myself, who the hell is this guy?
That's a belter. That is a belter. So we've got, right, maybe Negri, Joe Pantoliano, The Sopranos, Michael Higden, and Hans Hillhouse. That's fucking, I mean, that's not bad. Right, what about the punters? Stitto says Mark De Vries, 4 goals v Hibs and a 5-1 win. Right, that's a pretty good debut. That's
holy
probably
shit. No beating that.
He could have retired after that, couldn't he? I mean, that's fucking, that's something.
We've got Mikko says Kadetti scoring against Aberdeen about 5 minutes after coming on, 95-96 season.
Sean, do you remember that one? We could it.
I do remember it, mate. I remember Phil O'Donnell's as well.
Phil O'Donnell, Patrick Fissell says Sean, he was right behind the goals and he absolutely ran the show and got both goals. Rest in peace, Phil, man. Nice guy. What a player.
Kevin says it's got to be Lubo v Rangers at Parkhead. Told him a new arsehole that day. I will tell you this right now, sir. That was not Lubomir Miravchik's debut.
It was his Old Firm debut.
Yes.
Was it his Parkhead debut?
I don't think so. I think he had played against Hearts.
Why do I always think that was Lubo's debut? I think that's
when he arrived. It wasn't his debut.
But it's when he arrived, inverted commas, that arrived. Aye, right. Captain Pirate, ahoy there, says Boyd, hat trick. There we go, Ben Boyd.
Kenny says Fabrice Fernandez for Rangers.
Fabrice Fernandez.
Fuck's sake.
I forgot he played for Rangers.
Sean says Barry Robson scored with his first touch in a Celtic jersey.
That's right. Remember he came off the bench and scored a free kick against that.
I don't remember that.
Callum says Lee Wilkie, Dundee. Everybody knew he was going to be brilliant.
Like Lee Wilkie. Fuck's sake, man. Alan says Chris Boyd's first debut for Rangers, a 20-minute hat-trick at Ibrox. Not bad, big boy there.
Johnny says Shanklin scored 4 in his United debut.
Oft.
I wonder how he'll do for Germinal Beerschot.
For Beerschot. And Daz has got in touch. I think we all remember this.
I'm gutting Grado's not here for this one.
Because Daz says Zungu came on against Hamilton and was firing balls all over the place and looked amazing. Turns out he wasn't that great. And I remember I set up my big projector that day. It's the day we beat Hamilton like 7 or 8-0. And Zungu came on And it was Boyd like the fucking Boyd. What was Grado like in the group chat?
Oh,
he was
God.
Fucking loving it, man.
Oh, I love this guy.
Ah, he's gonna be brilliant.
He's gonna be brilliant.
I bet it turns out he was shite, and that was this week's big question.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Find them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at G4 Claims Limited.
It is the Player Profile Playoff with piesports.com, bringing Scottish football fans the taste of pies to your door. Because if you can't get a ticket for the game, you've not done well on the ballot, we can get pies delivered to you so you can still enjoy a nice pie while watching it on the telly. They do all sorts of flavours, Scotch steak, gravy, macaroni, and Chris, you ordered some at the weekend, didn't you?
I did, I had chicken and chorizo.
The onion one as well, you got that?
Steak and sausage.
Steak and sausage.
And cheese and beans, which they do not advertise. There is about 40 onions in that one, so
still nice though.
It was nice.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The dog thoroughly enjoyed it. And what was the other one I had?
How many pies did you eat the weekend?
Macaroni. Pepperoni.
Oh.
Mac pepperoni.
Macaroni
cheese pie with pepperoni.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Mammoth swatting.
That sounds amazing.
Now, it sounds as if I've sat and ate Oreo pies at the weekend, but I didn't. We had a wee. Mm-hmm. Ian had one. Sammy had one. I had one.
Remember when we started this ages ago, I won the pies and got them to get sent out. I destroyed them all in about 2 days.
I bet they were the mini ones you sent out.
That is Samuel, who's on to play for the pies. Remember, if you do want to get pies from Pie Sports, go to piesports.com and you'll get sorted out there. Samuel, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to Football Daft. You're a Rangers supporter. Chris, would you like to say anything to Samuel or Stephen?
Welcome to the show, Samuel and Stephen.
All the best, mate. Well, everything will be all right.
Thanks very much, I appreciate that.
You were at the game the other night there, Samuel. How was it for you?
John, we know how it was.
Stop touching
him. You know how it was. Don't try to rub it in him. You're a Falkirk fan.
How was it for you, Samuel?
Fuck it. Samuel. Fuck it. Get him playing him. I'm at Samuel to fucking
right,
do him.
Okay.
Did you enjoy the game or was it?
Samuel, we've just found that the new studio has buttons that gives us all sorts of sound effects, so apologies. What went wrong, Samuel? I've asked Stephen already, what went wrong for you?
I thought it was brilliant. Like, the stadium was absolutely bouncing, and it was obviously there was no Malmo fans, so it was weird to see no away fans, because whenever an away team goes, I always look over at the corner to see them, because I'm just drowning in my sorrows and there was nobody to look at. It was really, really strange. But it was brilliant. Like, it was good. The atmosphere was brilliant for the first 30 minutes. And I think that's when Rangers were doing brilliant. And then once it kind of just started to die down as it usually does, that was when Rangers just kind of lost control of it, I think. So, wasn't it good?
Oh, well, let's try and make your day a bit brighter by winning you some pies, Samuel. The game's dead easy. You've probably heard it before. In front of me, I've got a lot of player profiles here. When you read them out, you buzz in if you know the answer. If you buzz in, you get it wrong, however, you're out the game and the player the control hands to the other player. It's the first to two wins. And this week's players, we're sticking with the most expensive transfer season. We're sticking with the most expensive Scots, which we had last week as well.
That threw me off last week. I get fucking hammered.
You did. It was a tuna whitewash. Right, so do you know what? He's been noising you up, Samuel, so I think we're just going to make it an Old Firm derby. So we'll make it you against Chris, if you're happy with that.
That's fine. No worries.
No worries. What's your buzzer going to be?
Follow.
Right. Chris, what's yours?
Malmo.
Dirty bastard. Dirty bastard.
Very original, Christopher.
Right. First of two wins, boys. Remember, it's the most expensive Scots I am looking for. Right. You ready for this one? First one out. The greatest Gosport-born winger dropped down from the Premier League to the Championship when he joined Newcastle in 2016. But he'd be back in the top flight a year later as Rafael Benitez's men stormed to promotion. Since his move from Bournemouth, he has played over 150 games for the Magpies, though requested not to
Malmo.
Be considered...
Richie.
First name?
Matt.
1-0, Christopher Toll.
Couldn't remember his first name, though.
1-0. Well done, Chris. Right, come on, Samuel. You can stay in the game here.
Come on, Samuel, son. Come on.
Right.
Step up and play, Samuel.
Oh, he's a flagger fucking dead.
Right. Next player out. This striker's 2016 switch from West London to the West Midlands took his total transfer tallies to 23.47 million.
Follow.
Samuel.
Ollie McBurney.
No, I'm sorry. Right, I'll
continue, John.
I will continue. But it's unlikely the Villa faithful will see it as money well spent after seeing the ex-Rangers, Cardiff and Leeds poacher net just three times in
20. Malmo.
Christopher, who is it?
Ross McContract.
It certainly is. 2-0 to Chris. He's redeemed himself after last week. I'm sorry, Samuel.
Listen, mate,
no worries.
You're a nice boy. You're a nice, respectful young man. Therefore, you can have the pies.
There are no losers in this game. Wait.
No, that's the wrong one.
What one you want?
No,
that's the wrong one.
Wait, is it? Yeah, 5 minutes.
It's the ever professional football dad.
Yeah,
it's
Joe Biffle, Ryan.
Fantastic. Listen, thanks very much for playing, Sammy. Remember, if you want pies from piesports.com, go to piesports.com or give them a call 0141 739 9999 during office hours.
Never here.
Change it to Big John's riddles.
Time for the G4 claims riddles.
It is. Grado's never here for this. It is Grado's three riddles. It's the point in the show we get your minds working. So if you're listening in the car, you're out on a run listening to the show, this is going to get your mind working in overdrive. We've started taking the score on this as well. Currently the score. Chris is a fucking demon at
this. Do we need to keep scores in
this? Absolute demon. Chris has got 5 points. I've got one. Stephen is on zero at the moment.
I think I'm going to probably stay at zero for the rest of the campaign.
It would be good. That would make me laugh.
Start sending the answers on WhatsApp.
Do you know the thing I see when you do the riddles? My mind starts thinking about what I'm going to have for my dinner tonight. what colour my new fucking flaring in my new house is going to be?
Get that new fucking toilet seat cover.
Exactly. I wonder if I've got fucking. I need to get Leo new football boots for his game this week. All that kind of stuff.
Oh no, because he'll jump all over the toilet.
So we've got your riddles for you in Grado's absence. So get ready to play. At
should we rename this segment
Big John's riddles?
BGR.
Push on.
See if you can. See if you can beat the boys to the answer. Here we go then. First one, boys. Major Wayne Cena's dictionary. Major Wayne Cena's dictionary.
It's Cena.
Major Wayne Cena's dictionary, if that helps you out.
Cena's dictionary as in John Cena.
You're on the right lines, Chris, for a start.
I love it when he reads out the riddles and he just looks at you all the time.
Come on, Stephen.
Now, is it Wayne as in child or Wayne as in
Wayne as in literature?
No, Wayne as in the actual name Wayne.
As in Wayne Rooney?
Aye, Wayne Rooney.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Major Wayne Cena's dictionary. I know everyone's shouting the answer while they're listening to the show.
Seriously, because
Major.
Think about the Major, Wayne, Cena's dictionary. Who makes dictionaries?
John Collins.
Yes! Yes. Stephen, off the button. Well done. So it was John Major, John Wayne, John Cena's dictionary, John Collins.
Collins.
Right, okay. I thought you meant Major Tom Collins. That old guy that was walking around the fucking Hingley, around the garden.
Right. Well done, Stephen.
Yes. Well done. 5-1-1.
Come on.
5-1-1. Here we go. Next one.
Happy me, mate. Come on.
Sound of Leaves, Milky Coffee, hands money over for services.
Russell Lattipe.
Oh! Russell Lattipe.
You need to say again.
Sound of Leaves, Russell. Aye, Milky aye. Coffee, go Lattipe, go hands money over for services.
Was he
not
the answer last week?
No.
Russell Lattipe?
No.
Last week was great, though, doing it.
Last week was great.
I sat here and... Oh, no, that was the pro set playoff and I played the guy and Russell Lattipe was answering.
Last one, then. That was impressive, Chris. This is a bit tougher. Here we go. French Peter's little lorry shouts to get attention for getting a bop on the head.
Pierre Van Hooydonk.
Yes, well done.
Yes.
French Peter, Pierre, little lorry, Van, shouts to get attention.
Hoy. Bump on the head.
Get
donk.
A bump on the head, donk.
That's fucking right. Well, yes.
Well done, Chris.
You know what it's like, man? It's like when... It's probably what's the fixtures this week? It's probably like, I don't know, it's like Dundee United against Air. Like, no, it's like Air like, scores first and Dundee United go right, we need an upper game.
No, it's like the Chicago Bulls.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Get them now at notitfaultclaims.com.
Right, lads, Who Knows wins. Congratulations to all our winners on the Who Knows Wins League last week, who all got their share of around £2,000, guys. Guys.
Do you want to tell us something here, Steve?
Guys.
You seem like you're going to hint at something here.
I'm looking, get my phone out. I'm logging in. It's not recognising my face, hold on.
That's because you've had your hair done.
I'm right. Because I've actually done my hair today. Right. Who Knows Wins.
Uh-huh.
Right. These want to see my balance.
Yes. Right, let's have a look.
I won 32 pence.
Oh, were you 32 pence?
I came joint 42nd.
Right, yeah.
John, I'm not even lying. See the way he was building that up. I was like,
I thought he'd won. Aye, because the thing is with Who Knows Wins, you know, like you put your money into the pot and it all gets split out. So there's a first, second, and third. So I think the first place is like there's a tie.
You get 40 odd quid.
They got 47 quid each.
So you win more if that. Right, okay. Right.
Yeah. Aye, so it's kind of.
I thought you were at the top there.
There was about a million folk came first. There was about like, there was a lot because the share of the pot was 40 odd quid each for coming first.
£4.68.
I came 42nd and I got 32 pence.
The thing is, I don't think anyone.
Need to go them all right. No, that's
no one got. No one predicted that Rangers done the United result. No, everyone
I would
went.
I would have been close
win.
If you were back.
You done a draw. But guys, Who Knows Wins is an app where you can play against your mates by setting up your own league, or even better, play against each other. Football Daft listeners, we've got our own league, guys. As I told you, I came 42nd. John is not telling us where he came. He's usually a shark at this.
No,
where did you come?
I was way down.
Playing your wild card in the fantasy football. No, getting your own. What's wrong with you, John?
I've got a wee coupon one at the weekend.
Is everything okay, John?
It's all right.
Have you got troubles at home?
No, I'm all right.
Are you sure? Do you want to talk? Because, yeah, we can listen.
We'll drop the mics. We'll talk later on.
Yeah, okay. Right, okay. Anyway, who knows?
Dear Dafties.
Dear Dafties. There we go. Would you think of that, listeners? Dear Dafties. Anyway, play the SPFL by Football Daft, which is on the homepage of the Who Knows Wins app. Make your predictions on the SPFL games this weekend. You don't need to get them all correct. You just need more than anybody else to win the top prize, which currently sits at well over a bag of sand. £1,000. Whoa. Download the app, create an account, deposit your funds and join our league. Get your mates involved too. The more entries, the bigger the prize pot, plus the chance to take our money.
You can take Stephen's 32 pence. I might
save my 32 pence. I might not play this week. No, okay. No, I will play. But this weekend, it's all about the League Cup. Right, Trips, are we ready for this?
You know, I'm excited. Cup games at the weekend.
You're excited because we're probably going to get pumped with it, aren't we?
Nah, not this week. Not this round,
Right, so the first game on our fixture list here is the mighty Glasgow Rangers, the champions of Scotland, the Glasgow Rangers. The defiance in my voice, can you hear it? Rangers versus the Pars. Dunfermline, what are we saying to this, boys? I've done my predictions already, by the way. I done it in the car before we came in.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm. Right, okay. Home one, Rangers to bounce back.
You'd like to think so.
Well, surprising because so far this season, Rangers have been below par. Do you know what?
Yes! There you go.
Could you have me?
I'm going to go.
Oh, no.
No, wrong button.
Right, what are you going for? Rangers home one.
I've done my, I done a home win. Maybe you, John?
Rangers home win.
The next game, Ayr United versus Dundee United.
Easy peasy.
Lemon squeezy.
The tangerine.
Tangerine. That's that. Thank you, sir.
Aye, you've got to go away at the bottom of the championship.
The Arabs, aye. I've done Dundee United as well. Yeah. The next game is Dundee versus Motherwell. Dundee after the recent spanking in the east end of Glasgow, 6-0. What have we seen to that?
I hear that Motherwell are close to appointing Gordon Strachan as the bystall man. So I'm going to go with a draw for this one.
I'll go draw as well, honestly.
I've took Motherwell. Livingston, who are struggling.
Livingston,
the way John's wrote it down, it's Livingston versus St Mirren. I've took St Mirren myself.
I've went for Livy.
Oh,
I'll take a draw.
Oh, we're all a bit of disagreement in the room. Raith Rovers versus Aberdeen.
There's only one winner of this time.
Yeah, I've done Aberdeen.
Yeah, well, you know, when I'm thinking about it, I think Aberdeen have probably got enough to get by.
Yeah, what you saying, John?
Away one.
Yeah, I've took Aberdeen as well. Arbroath, Ricky Little's Arbroath.
I wish Grado was here for this one.
Aye.
Arbroath are going to get fucking over, aren't they?
Aye.
Against defending champions.
Well, defending champions, and obviously we're recording ahead of their big match against Galatasaray. They're playing St Johnson, by the way. They might be a bit leggy, you don't know. It's not. Do you want to go to these wee venues after
but,
such a...
However, they might have come off the greatest result in the club's history.
And they might be hungover to fuck.
A few smokies and it'll be fine.
I've took St Johnston. How about you, John?
So I'll go St Johnston, but you know.
It's
Dick Campbell's in charge and he knows how to play.
It's a potential banana skin.
It's a banana. It's a banana skin.
Friend of the show, Dick Campbell.
And our friend of the show, Ricky Little. Ricky Little might be playing.
We
as
really
well,
should so. Be bigging our bro up here. Yeah.
If we had any St Johnston players on.
With Chris Miller on.
Also,
we're all going St Johnston win.
Yeah.
Yes. The next game on the future list here is Hibernian versus Kilmarnock. I've took a home win.
Home win.
Oh, very fucking... It's going to be a Kelly win now, isn't it? Maybe a win. And the last game on the card this week is Celtic versus Hearts. Home win, I've win.
They've made a mistake by beating us.
Is this going to be Curtains or Hearts?
This is going to be... Look. The Chicago Bulls versus St. Pat's High School basketball team. Is it?
What a comparison.
Are you that confident?
St. Pat's High School didn't even have a basketball team.
We'll see.
I think Celtic are going to fuck Hearts.
Any jambos, please record that and send that to Chris Toll next week.
I'm praying to God.
Ryan, can you please cut that... cut that bit out and send it to Stephen just in case.
That's our editor Ryan that Chris is speaking to there. I think I'm going to take a draw.
Oh, really?
I think Hearts look like a right good side this season. Like a sorry, Chris.
Toll looks like he's going to take a draw.
I know.
Don't worry, I'm just looking because again, I'm not expecting anything, but I think that Celtic's backs will be up because Hearts beat us in the league.
Right, aye.
Right. We're all right. You're home win, I'm home win. You're going draw.
I'll go draw.
Right, so there you go, troops. That's our predictions. Remember to get involved. Download the app. Get involved. Get your money in. Remember, the more money, the more players, the bigger the pot. Try and take our money off us, and who knows wins. Right, guys, don't forget, you can now get more content from Football Daft on Patreon. Just in case you don't know what Patreon is, it is a subscription service that you can sign up to, not only to support the podcast, but you will also get more content, won't you, Tom?
You will. There are tiers which you can choose from, and you can get everything from the video version of the show, the outtakes, teammates every week, a free T-shirt, and the chance to be a pundit on Rangers and Celtic Daft.
Mm-hmm. Plus, from next week, video versions of Rangers and Celtic Daft and cameos for the boys. Who wouldn't want a cameo for Chris Toll?
Yeah, a minute. I never get told we were doing video versions. Do I need to put a top on and get out of my bed for fairly
hey, hey, no, I mean, keep your top off, we'll get more views. Right.
So, if you fancy any of that, get signed up now at patreon.com/footballdaft. That's Patreon, patreon.com and Football Daft. All one word. Get involved now, as we would love to welcome you to the squad.
And talking of our teammates, here is one from the vault as we caught up with Motherwell, Hearts and St Mirren striker, John Sutton.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Call them now on 01698 767 172.
Worst dressed.
Worst dressed? Oh, dear. I think most of my teammates would probably say me. But I'm going to say Lee Hollis. He went from the best dressed to the worst dressed in about a few months. Went from wearing Prada and Gucci every day to wearing a North Face jacket with rips in it every day.
Sounds like Grado, man.
Best finisher.
I can't say myself, can I? I'd have to go back a long time. I've done my U team at Tottenham. Teddy Sheringham was unbelievable.
Brilliant.
Finishing that.
Brilliant.
Worst trainer.
Worst trainer. Oh, interesting. Someone called Gavin Gunning, who was at Dundee United, played with him at Motherwell. Interesting character, Gavin. Good player, but absolute crap in training.
Moaniest.
Let's have a think. I don't know. I've always been about it's all positive people. My biggest moaner.
If you've not got an answer, John, you know that it means that it's you, don't you?
No, I'm one of the good guys, man. Oh, my God. That's unfair. Moaniest player. Stephen Anderson, who was at St Johnston, aye. Without a doubt, right. Come to think of it.
Best looking.
Best looking. Obviously, I can't include myself in that. Again, there's a couple in there. It's possibly Simon Lappin.
Worst you've played with.
Worst player? You can't do that, man. That's terrible. No, I can't do that.
Teacher's pet.
I don't know. Stephen Cragen and Craig Brown were very, very pally with each other. But no, Craig was a good guy as well, but he was a bit of a teacher's pet, especially with Craig Brown.
He strikes me as a teacher's pet when I see him, but then like the BT Sport, man, he strikes me as a teacher's pet, Craig, man.
Aye. Andy refused to do this podcast, so slate him as much as possible, man.
It's nothing, openly. I mean, Stephen Cragen, terrible person.
No, who never gets the round in?
Who never gets a round in? Oh, that's easy. Keith Leslie.
We had him on the show.
Is that a bird? You know what? Have you heard that?
We done it with Keith Leslie, didn't we? And he actually said that everybody would say it was him.
Aye, he did say that.
That's right.
He did.
Worst taste in music.
Oh, I don't know. Can I flip the question? I mean, the best person was Jim O'Brien at Motherwell, who used to bring his guitar on every away trip. And it was a bit like Anchorman. Probably seen Anchorman with the jazz flute. Yep. If only someone had a jazz flute. That was Jim O'Brien. Oh, if only I'd brought my guitar with me. Oh, I managed to pack in my rucksack. Look here. It is.
Go and get the guitar.
Top shagger.
I've got to be careful, my wife's in the house working from home. Again, I've got to flip it a bit. Motherwell, the Motherwell fans always used to sing Bob McHugh Shags the Birds, but we don't know why, because Bob's been with his girlfriend for years and years and years, but every time he used to play it, Bob McHugh Shags the Birds. It's completely bizarre.
Best you've played with?
The best I've played with. I asked this the other day. It's a tricky one. I play with lots of good players. There's no one who really stands out. The big thing was me in the U team with Teddy Sheringham was an unbelievable technique finisher. Some people always ask who's the hardest to play against. That, some really good players in there, B. Van Dijk. The best I've played with, though, is, I don't know, you'd have to say for what he achieved in his career, Neil Lennon when I was at Wickham. You know, a really, really good player.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Find them on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at G4 Claims Limited.
I mean, it's another episode of Football Daft, and it's another episode in G4 Claims HQ, and it's another episode in G4 Claims HQ where Grado has not shown up because he's given away a fucking mini metro, whatever.
I'll tell you this, you know. Next week is my birthday when we record next Thursday.
He'll be here, but he'll turn up.
See if Grado doesn't turn up with a beltery a cameo for me.
No, we're going to have to get a present for Chris.
You never give me it's two birthdays of it, you're not going to get a present.
Wait a minute.
John,
you do not need to get me a present, okay. However.
Good.
Mr.
Steveley, I'm expecting.
Who did I get? Ken Barlow?
You get Ken Barlow. Now, Ken Barlow. Grado, I know you don't listen to the show when you're not on it because you're a mad megalomaniac.
He doesn't listen to the show when he is on it either.
He's a narcissist, isn't he? He does. He does. Right. If it's somehow you hear this, Grado, Harold Bishop or get to fuck.
Really? What about Luke Carpenter?
Luke Carpenter.
Is Luke Carpenter still with us?
Is he still kicking a ball?
I think he is. Harold Harold is definitely with us. He's quite a bitter man now.
I heard he's a bit fucking.
We had him on the radio not long ago, and he didn't get invited to the neighbor's 40th anniversary or something.
He must be a pure.
How can Harold Bishop not get invited?
I don't know.
I think we spoke about this before, but do you know that he was one of the head writers for Prisoner Cell Walker?
Yeah, he was in it as well. Harold Bishop,
hold on.
Can we go?
I'm just going to double check if Tom Oliver, who plays Lou Carpenter, is still with us. He's 83. He's still with us.
83.
Thomas Oliver, known for Neighbours. 12th of June 1938. He's 83. He was born in England. He's English.
Oh, really?
English Australian, yes.
Oh, there you are.
He is still with us, yes.
Helen Daniels isn't with us anymore.
I don't think so.
Hardy's gone.
What about Alf Ramsey? He's coming away.
Alf.
Would you not like a fucking
Alf Stewart, you mean?
Who did I say?
Alf Ramsey was the
Right, okay.
I don't think we'll get him, mate.
No, I definitely think so.
We'll need to get
Why not get Alf Stewart, Luke Carpenter? I think maybe Harold will do it.
What about Crawford Baptie? I've got his number.
I've tried to get Crawford on the show and on no uncertain terms he's telling me to fuck off.
Right, okay, then, no worries. Right, well, we'll sort something out for next week. Well, listen, remember, we go 3-4 times a week now with Football Daft and the Child's Mental. So you'll be able to hear on Monday, boys, we're catching up with Ailey Barber. She had a lot of good chat, so we've recorded it already. We'll let you behind the curtain. We've recorded it already.
Breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to hear that on Monday chat. It was ahead of the St Johnstone game, so fingers crossed the Super Jays do it against Galatasaray tonight. And then Tuesday you've got Rangers and Celtic Daft, so we'll be looking back at the weekend's game as well as the European games for Chris. Already looked back at the Rangers European game this week. That's available on the Football Daft channel if you want to listen to Rangers Daft and hear Stephen, basically.
Do you need to quarantine when you come back from Armenia or Kazakhstan?
One last go of the buttons. So that'll be...
fucking hope they didn't.
Football Daft meets us on Monday, Rangers Daft, Celtic Daft on Tuesday. Get on Patreon, lots more content, teammates, outtakes, loads of stuff, chance to be funded.
You know what? We were talking about cameos earlier on.
Yeah.
And we do a wee cameo for you if you're a Patreon.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That option is available on Patreon now. Yes. So if you are celebrating a birthday or just want to wind up your mates, you get on there, sign up to Patreon. And that's it for Football Daft this week, boys.
All the best trips. It's been a laugh. And the highlight of my week is getting one of the riddles correct, John Collins. So, right. Let's just score 7-1.
It's no Johnny Oxford.
It's no Johnny Oxford. Or fucking Alf Ramsey.
The comeback is on. Thank you very much for
listening. All the best. Thanks for listening. Audio Frontier.